Scary. Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Welcome, Reading. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt, and welcome to my show today. You're listening to Positively Healthy here on KCNR 1460. I want to remind you that the look of Positively Healthy has changed ever so slightly. I am here the fourth Saturday of the month, so you can count on that. And we have our other participants the other days, so it's a variety show now. So people tell me that they like it, and there's a lot to learn. And today we have our regular routine, you know, where sometimes we have guests and we get into the nuts and bolts of why things are working or not working, and we're going to be doing that today, talking to Chris Kirsten of Chaffin Family Orchards. And basically our number one question to him is, the cost of food, it seems so high, and here people are trying to buy local food, but they really can't afford it. And Chaffin Family Orchards is down near Oroville, Chris has going on is he has brought in sort of farming superstar Joel Salatin from Polyface Farms. You may know Joel. He's pretty famous in the farming world. And he's coming in to meet. They're kind of having a meeting of the minds with county and state ag regulators. And really what can be done to get farmers farming, and what can be done to get rid of a little bit of regulation so that the cost of entry isn't so prohibitive. And so, you know, we have, if you're not totally sure what's going on in farming, we've got a lot of older farmers at this point. A lot of people, you know, go to the farmer's market, you look around, and all those nice people are part of the 67 and older club. And so where are the young farmers coming in to replace them? And so if we're trying to build this big local food thing, what the heck are, you know, what are we doing? Right now it's going to expire. And so so when we look at the young farmers, we look at maybe what it costs for a farmer to bring the food to the farmer's market. Where's the profit for them? And so, and then also I think we have a problem too with, you know, if you're a young farmer, or just a young person in general, your question to yourself is, I mean, I don't know about you, but I've not ever really seen, welfare advertised before. So when you are thinking, gee, should I work a 14-hour day? Or maybe if I just sign up over here, I can get free money. And so I think that we have a little work ethic confusion. What we know about farming is one thing is guaranteed, and that is it's hard work. And so we're going to be talking to Chris Kirsten today, and a little bit about the work ethic of young people, and is farming just too hard, or, you know, is the cost of entry too high? And so that's where we're headed here in a little bit. And in the meantime, we have Jan Blood in the studio. She's going to talk to us about, well, she's from Senior Nutrition. Welcome, Jan. Yeah, I'm going to bring you up to the...
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming in. You know, you have quite a few things going on here that you're promoting, and I like them. And so I wanted you to, if you could, just take us through your four events that sound really important for people. And so I wanted to start with the Walk with Ease. And so we know everybody needs to move around a little more, and I like the name Walk with Ease. So what is that program?
The Walk with Ease program is a program from the Arthritis Foundation that the City of Reading and Shasta Senior Nutrition Program are currently involved in.
Okay.
We're just about ready to complete our first program. The Shasta Senior Nutrition Program will end on April the 5th, and the Walk with Ease Reading program ends next Friday. And we will then start new programs.
Okay, so according to your flyer, this is a six-week program?
Correct. It is
okay.
A six-week program.
And you go Monday, Wednesday, Friday. So it's a class.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's an hour long. The instructors are certified by the Arthritis Foundation.
Okay.
And they teach education parts of nutrition, stretching, things to do prior to walking, after walking. They talk about shoes. They talk about all kinds of things that go along with learning how to walk correctly without injuring yourself.
Okay, so you could be brand new. You could be someone who has never gotten out of the Lazy Boy, and this could work for you.
Absolutely.
Okay.
We encourage everyone to.
And what's the age group here?
From however young to however old.
So kids could even come.
Absolutely.
And you don't have to have arthritis.
No, not at all.
Okay.
No.
Okay, so there you are. You show up. Let's look at this thing. 5:30 to 6:30 p.m., Monday, Wednesday, Friday. It's going to go for 6 weeks.
Correct.
Okay, it starts on 4/16.
Yes.
Okay. Then we have a midday class. So we have the Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday program, and this is $15 for the six. What a screaming deal.
It is.
Okay.
It's a great opportunity for anyone who wants to participate in it. And those that you just mentioned are at the Reading site, Caldwell Park, the Teen Center.
Okay, and the one I was just talking, I saw the price and I went down there, but the Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday class is from 12 to 1. So someone could sneak out during their lunch hour for that one, and that's at the Teen Center, which is Caldwell Park, right?
Correct.
Okay. Wow, that looks like a great program.
It is a great program. And then at the Shasta Senior Nutrition site, which is at 100 Mercy Oaks in Reading as well, our next classes start on the 10th of April, and they are Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday from 9:30 in the morning till 10:30. And we walk the outdoor campus at Shasta Senior Nutrition, or if the weather's like it is currently, we walk on the inside. And our instructor is Connie, and she's excellent. She works so well with all of our participants, and it's just a great, great program.
Okay, do I have that handout?
You do not,
okay.
Unfortunately. I just got this yesterday. I scratched it on a piece of paper.
Okay, so
it went to the printer.
Okay, so that class, is there an age limit?
No, there's no limit on this one either.
Okay.
And this one at the Nutrition Center, I have scholarships available. So if the $15 is an issue, you can call me and we can work something out.
So this is basically a group of people meeting and walking together.
Correct.
Oh, how nice. Wow, what a lot of support.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And a lot of these folks, they said, you know, I just need to make some new friends and I need to meet some new people. And so it's a great collaboration of, you know, meeting and learning and all of those kind of things. So
wow. And then tell me, this is kind of off the topic of exercise, but you handed me this flashy flyer that says senior prom, a really senior prom. So what's that?
This is our third annual, what we call the Really Senior Prom. And actually, they are getting some exercise because it's the high school class of Shasta High School, the senior class, and the senior population in the community here in Reading. And it's, like I said, it's our third annual Really Senior Prom. And so it's a collaboration of the senior population in the senior class of the high school. It's a great evening. The high school band plays. It's catered. We have some different sponsors that participate and help, you know, put together all of these things. The kids come into actually our building and transform it into something amazing. The first year was the 50s. They turned it into a diner. Last year was Hollywood. They turned it into like a Oscar night.
Mm-hmm.
And this year is an evening in tropical paradise.
Well, it's really inexpensive. Is that because it's partially sponsored, or?
The kids decided that they wanted to keep it senior friendly.
Okay.
Meaning the senior population.
So it's $8.
Correct.
Yeah.
So it's just a really fun time. The first one we did, I think probably a lot of the seniors came to me afterwards and said that this has to be an annual event. They talked about it for months after. Every year they look so forward to this event.
Oh,
it's so much
wonderful.
Fun.
Oh, how wonderful. Wow. And then I wanted to ask you one more thing here about the Shasta Senior Nutrition Programs. And in general, actually, I have two questions for you, so we might have to take a break and come back. But I want to know who qualifies for Shasta Senior Nutrition, and then I see that you're having a little bit of is it a fundraiser down at Mary's Pizza Shack?
Mary's Pizza Shack is doing a dine and donate for the Nutrition Center, and the proceeds will go back to help sponsor the senior prom, and that's going to take place this Wednesday at the Reading location, and it's from 11 a.m. till 9 p.m., and you can go in. You must have a flyer, however, to present, because they do so many, it's hard to keep them straight, but you can present the flyer, and they will donate 20% of your ticket purchase back to the Senior Nutrition Center.
Where do they get a flyer?
They can call me and
okay.
I can email them.
Then well, let's have you give your contact information so people can find you.
You can contact me, Jan Blood, at Shasta Senior Nutrition, 226-3067.
Okay. And then what do you guys do out there at that Shasta Senior Nutrition?
Well, we like to call it a one-stop shop because we have the Meals on Wheels program, we have congregate dining, we have computer classes, dance classes, we have a beauty shop, we have emergency food. We're the biggest food bank in Shasta County. If you want to eat in our dining room, you must be 60, but if you're married to someone who's 60, it's a suggested donation of $3 per meal. If you're under 60, it's a required fee of $6 per meal. We have senior transportation, just a 24-hour notice, one-way transportation, for example, from your home to the doctor is $1.25. We just do everything out there. We have all kinds of programs available to the senior population.
And senior is 60 and over?
Correct.
Okay. And is it income-based, or is it just the fact that you're 60, you qualify?
There are some programs that are income-based, and those usually have to do with the food bank. Our emergency food, that is not income-based. Our USDA commodities, that is income-based.
Okay.
And again, they can call me at 226-3067, and I can hook them up with the appropriate manager.
So if you're over 60 and you just moved to town and you're looking for buddies, this would be probably a good place?
We have live music every day at lunchtime. We start serving lunch at 11:30. We have bingo Monday and Wednesdays. We have art classes on Fridays. We have computer classes Mondays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. That may have changed. I'm not for sure. Those you have to sign up for. Those get sold out really fast because we only have 12 computers. But, a lot of people just come there every single day. They play cards. They play dominoes. We have a quilting class. I think it's the Shasta Daisy quilting class that meets there once a month. We just have all kinds of different programs. So, yeah, if you're looking to hook up with some new folks and meet some wonderful people, and it's a beautiful location, come on out.
Oh,
it's a great place to be.
Well, thank you for coming on today and sharing that information. It sounds like you've got some fabulous things cooking up. So, yeah.
It's my pleasure. Thank
and then
you.
Why don't you give your phone number just one more time for anyone who wishes they would have caught that last number.
Okay. It's Jan Blood, 226-3067.
All right. Thanks, Jan, for coming on. You're listening to Positively Healthy. This is Dr. Trudy Pratt. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Orchard Nutrition Center. For 30 years, our family-owned business has been Redding's premier choice for health foods, produce, bulk foods, and the best nutritional supplements. We pride ourselves on offering many locally produced foods. Our products are good for you and easy on your pocketbook. Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust in the Cypress Shopping Center, open every day, 8 to 9.
Tough times don't have to mean bad times for those who choose to meet the challenges of today's business climate. Every Friday morning on KCNR 1460, we salute the spirit of innovation, discuss new ways of thinking, and celebrate success on Shasta Startup. Join us from 9 to 10 a.m. this Friday to hear how local established businesses, entrepreneurs, and community leaders are stepping up to get the job done. Brought to you by S.J. Denham Motors Chrysler Jeep. Shasta Startup, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
I'm Jake Ryan. I'm with the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange. We opened up in February of last year. The first major decision I made on how to advertise and how to connect with my customers was airing spots on KCNR. KCNR was probably the best marketing decision I made. I was able to hook into my audience, the people that I knew would want my product fastest by using KCNR than pretty much any other element of my marketing plan. In fact, now that I've expanded, a lot of that has to do with getting to the customer that I needed to get to out in Corning. I still have people coming up to me and saying, oh yeah, I heard it on the internet. Without question, it's going to be the first element of my marketing plan. KCNR has made itself the lifeblood of my marketing. If anybody has any questions about what KCNR has done for my company, be more than happy to answer any questions. Come by the store. We're out there on 3637 Eureka Way. Or contact me at Jake at thepreparedpatriot.com. You know, the funny thing is my slogan is peace of mind today for less. And having gone with KCNR, I have that.
Do you have neck, shoulder, or back pain? Did you know that acupuncture can help? The experts at Reading Acupuncture Healthcare can treat all these problems and so much more. Acupuncture is a virtually painless therapy that's been used in China for over 1,000 years. It stops pain by stimulating the production of pain-killing endorphins while improving blood flow to the area of pain. Reading Acupuncture Healthcare has 2 experienced acupuncturists with over 25 years of combined experience. Reading Acupuncture is the largest acupuncture clinic in Shasta County and offers the most extensive selection of Chinese herbs, teas, books, and aromatherapy products in their herbal pharmacy. Reading Acupuncture Healthcare is conveniently open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Tuesdays and Thursdays until 7 p.m. We also have Saturday appointments available for your convenience. If you or a loved one have pain that prevents you from enjoying life to the fullest, then call today for a free consultation at 223-2346. Reading Acupuncture Healthcare is in the Raley's Cobblestone Shopping Center on Hartnell. Call today, 223-2346.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Welcome back. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt, and you're listening to Positively Healthy here on KCNR 1460. Well, let's go to our guest on the line. Hey, Chris Kirsten, are you there?
I'm here, Trudy.
Cool. I'm so glad. Well, Chris is from Chaffin Family Orchards down near Oroville, and welcome to the show today.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Well, you know, you were on before, maybe about a year ago, talking about one of your heroes, Joel Salatin, who's coming to the Chico area again. And I wanted to go through with you. This time it's a little different. Before he was coming, really looking at your ranch farm and really talking to young people, right? And this time he's kind of here a little more on business.
It's a different vibe this time. Our farm, we have 2,000 acres in Oroville underneath Table Mountain. It's a unique little microclimate. We have the largest old growth planting of olive trees in North America. We do grass-fed beef, lamb, goat, chicken, eggs, olive oil, and then we have 50 acres of 50-year-old stone fruit trees, lots of heirloom varieties, palette of flavor that you just don't find anywhere anymore.
Wow.
And then 50 acres of citrus. So very diversified, very similar to what Joel does in terms of integrating multiple items together. What we do that's really different, that really no one else in the country is doing, is we integrate livestock into our orchards. So the sheep and the cows do the mowing. The goats do the pruning, they handle invasive weeds, they clear riparian areas, and then the chickens debug and fertilize. We use like 85% less fuel than we used to a decade ago. So it's really powerful, it's really strong stuff. It's all the same kind of ideas of what Joel Salatin is doing. So last time, you're right, yeah, he was coming to kind of hook up with us, network, talk to the public here in Chico.
And he brought in, what, 500 people? How many?
Last time we did it on a Monday night in January, and we had word about 3 weeks in advance that he was coming, and we sold 700 tickets.
Oh, my goodness.
We were sold out far in advance of the event.
To hear a farmer speak, wow.
Yeah. The world is changing.
Yeah, gosh.
Yeah, people want to be connected to their food.
Oh, I love it. Now, also we have as a co-host, we have Mark Beecham here today. Welcome, Mark.
Thank you, Trudy.
Yeah, so you're going to get double-teamed here, Chris. Well, so
cool.
This time it's a little different because he's coming to really talk to state ag, local county regulators, Butte County, what, supervisors? I mean, who all are you going to have at your table?
The whole gamut. So basically how this happened is, the director of environmental health here in Butte County, Brad Banner, came to us and said, hey, a couple years ago I put on a wastewater symposium on composting toilets and gray water. And he said at that point they were completely illegal. We got all these regulators in a room together, and we talked through some of the issues and said, hey, here's some places in rural America where this makes sense to use this kind of technology. And he literally changed the rules for the state. It changed the way that type of wastewater is perceived.
Uh-huh.
And he said, I want to do the same thing for local food. He said, while foodborne illness is a real threat and a real issue, diabetes and obesity are bigger issues. And we have got to remove the roadblocks of getting fresh local food into the hands of consumers of all socioeconomic backgrounds. my jaw hit the floor. This is the director of environmental health.
What kind of
familiar at all with food politics? From a farmer's perspective, these guys are usually the bad guys.
Yeah.
These guys are the ones that are doing the raw milk raids, that are shutting down potlucks on farms, that are stopping CSAs from partnering with other farms because, you know, it doesn't fall under the right type of legalization for selling under a farm stand.
Wow.
All of these kinds of things. And so I never thought this would be the agency that would come to us. So I asked him, I said, Brad, where is this coming from? He said, I believe in the consumer's right to choose healthy food, that these are consenting adults that can make informed decisions. And he said, somebody handed me a copy of Omnivore's Dilemma about 6 months ago. He said, I read it cover to cover. And while I knew our side of the puzzle, he said, I had no idea that all these other agencies were regulating you. You've got Food Safety Inspection Services. You've got Food and Drug Administration. You've got U.S. Department of Agriculture. You've got California Department of Food and Ag. You've got your local ag commissioner. You've got your board of supervisors. And then you have all your zoning, wastewater, EPA regulations on top of that that aren't even necessarily related to food. They're just related to rural outdoor business.
What we think of as roadblocks.
What we would think of as roadblocks, yeah. So he said, we have got to find a way to make this simpler so that we can penetrate the market, get new growers into the market, and make it so that you rural farms can survive. He said, here in Butte County, Chico and Oroville don't pay the bills for the county. It's the rural farms. We've got a tremendous amount of property out here that's in agriculture that's paying the bills. It's funding the county. He said, if you guys fail, we all fail. So
wow.
We've got to find a way to make you successful in a way that's still safe for the public.
That doesn't sound like that would happen in our county currently. But
you know what? I would have said the same thing 2 months ago.
Yeah, so I'm so impressed.
Blew me away.
Yeah.
So the point is there are some regulators out there that really want to partner, that really want to do some real good, and this is one of those guys. So
okay. Well, let me cut you off for a second and let Mark ask a question here.
Yeah, Chris, besides this roundtable with regulators, which I guess
uh-huh.
is going to be a lunchtime, just to be clear, Joel Salatin is also going to be speaking to the public. Is that right?
Right. So what we're going to have the roundtable event during the day. It's from 9 to 4. It's a private event. We've invited regulators from agencies all over the state, from Department of Health to California Department of Food and Ag to the Grange, Farm Bureau, all these different agencies. And Joel's going to speak at that event. And Joel's an expensive guy. He speaks all over the world. He's literally flying in for the day for our event. And so to help pay for that, we're going to have an evening event where he's going to promote his new book, Folks, This Ain't Normal. And so that'll be in the evening. That'll start at 6 p.m. at Neighborhood Church in Chico. It's all open to the public. We've got room for thousands of people in there, so we're not going to sell out at 700 seats like we did last time. And it's only $12. It's $2 cheaper than last time. And normally you pay $50 to $100 to see Joel speak, so it's a real bargain.
How do you get tickets for that?
You get tickets at Salatin, Salatin, Chico, Chico, .eventbrite.com, and you spell Eventbrite, EventBrite.com. We also have them at the Chico Farmers Market today at our Chaffin Orchards booth. You can get them at Chico Weston Price Meetings. And to do that, you go to www.meetup.com. and search for Chico Weston Price. We currently have about 500 active members, and you can get them at Chico Natural Foods in Chico.
And you can probably get a link at your company website, right?
Absolutely. If you go to chaffinfamilyorchards.com, go to the Contact Us page, send me an email, and I'll give you everything you need.
How do you spell Chaffin again?
C-H-A-F-F-I-N.
Okay, so it's
FamilyOrchards.com.
Chaffin Family Orchards, okay.
Or you can call us here at the office, and that's 530-533-1676.
I know we have to take a break here, but I'm thinking that when we come back, maybe we could ask you what you hope to get out of this regulatory roundtable besides your big bitch session between farmers and regulators. What kind of real practical things, agenda items, to-do list are you expecting to get?
All right.
Absolutely.
Okay, Chris, hang on the line, and you're listening to Positively Healthy here on KCNR. We'll be right back.
I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables. We're a solar power company here in Redding. And I had followed Free Fire Radio when they were on another station, and they discontinued it. It took me a couple of months to find out where Carl and Linda were. That was a little over 2 years ago, and I got involved supporting the station with advertising. Not so much that I expected to get a bunch of business out of it, but I really supported what the station was doing as a community station and what they believed in, not just politically, but faith and morals and all those kind of things. Surprise, surprise, after 2 years, we have been very successful at business being created by the station, and we continue now as one of our major advertising points because it works, and we're really happy with that. Again, I'm Dennis Patterson, West Coast Sustainables, dennis@solarpowerissmart.com.
What do you look for in a building contractor? Experience and quality, and someone who's reliable? Dennis Janeway hits the mark. Dennis has got more than 30 years' experience doing all types of construction. So whether the job is big or small, new home construction or a kitchen or bathroom remodel, call Dennis Janeway today at 604-6702. For experience, quality, and reliability, call Dennis Janeway Construction, 604-6702.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at Lazy69Ranch.com.
You don't want to miss the Anderson Walmart parking lot sale this weekend at the Anderson Walmart Supercenter through Monday. The parking lot will be filled with a huge selection of quality used cars and trucks at super savings. On-the-spot financing, super low interest rates, top dollar for trade-ins. This is the sale you've been waiting for. It's your time to buy and save. Quality pre-owned vehicles at tremendous savings from Crown Motors through Monday at the Walmart Supercenter in Anderson.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Welcome back. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt, and you're listening to our show Positively Healthy. It's a good day to grab a cup of tea and relax because we've got great information coming up here. We're talking to Chris Kirsten of Chaffin Family Orchards, just right outside Oroville. Welcome back, Chris.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for being here today. You know, we were kind of stuck. Our next question to you really has to do with, what do you expect to get out of this? What do you want? What do you want to hear out of this big meeting of the masterminds?
So we're doing the unthinkable. We're putting farmers and food regulators in the same room together.
Love
and,
it.
And we're going to try to have a collaborative session and really talk it out. And the idea is that we're going to bring this local food movement, we're going to bring all the sub-niches of that out of the shadows and normalize it. When these regulators have already seen there's tremendous public support. When they do these raids or these shutdowns, or they inhibit farms to the point that they go out of business, they get a tremendous backlash from consumers. And they realize that's really not what their constituents are looking for them to create food safety. So we've got to continue to further that. We've got to really nail that point home. And so what we want to do is we want to approach this from a multiple size level. And so we've got four farms that are going to be featured. We're going to have Lumberg Family Farms, who does rice, and they sell nationally. We're going to have Llano Seco Ranches with their pork program, which is a large-scale farm that sells regionally. We're going to feature Chaffin Family Orchards ourselves, which is a large farm that only sells local direct to the consumer. And we're going to feature Grub CSA in Chico, which is a smaller scale farm and also only sells direct to the consumer. So we want to kind of hit each different level of production and marketing so that the regulators get a chance to see this from multiple sides and angles. So that's our goal there. In terms of what we're going to talk about, what's on the agenda, there's all sorts of hurdles that keep farmers from being able to sell to consumers.
Like what?
I don't think the average consumer has any clue the level of hurdles that we have to face. But say, for example, I want to sell grass-fed beef.
Okay.
I have to, by state law, go through a USDA-inspected butcher. There's about four in the state, and most of them are spread out, and they're not next to the same plant that does the cut-and-wrap. And the cut-and-wrap plant has to be USDA as well. So for me to sell retail, I have to go through a USDA-inspected butcher, and the lines are long to get in, and most of those plants want to deal with conventional beef. They don't want to deal with a small rancher that's going to bring them a handful of animals every couple of weeks throughout the year, and then custom cut and wrap that meat and get it back to them. That's not what they want to deal with, but that's what the law requires.
Yeah. Now, does that drive the price up for the consumer?
Tremendously.
Okay.
Because now I have all this fuel, I have all these extra headaches. It's more stress on the animals because I have to drive them further. If we had a local butcher system back and stated that was allowed, that every little local community could butcher their own animals and have safe, small-scale abattoirs all over the state, we'd be much more diversified, and we'd be diversifying that liability and risk over a much larger area while limiting the amount of inputs that go into this production so it could be cheaper and available to more people.
That's a federal law, though, right?
Well, California gave up its state-inspected rights many years ago, about 30 years ago. Most states have state-inspected facilities as well as USDA-inspected facilities. And a state-inspected facility in most states, you can harvest an animal there and sell it within the state borders. You just can't cross state lines. Well, California's a big state and where most of the market is. That would be very handy here. But we're, I believe, the only state in the union that only has USDA slaughter legal for retail.
So how would you address that problem if it's a federal law, a federal requirement, and the state has no interest in having oversight of this? What's the answer?
The state could bring back state-inspected plants. It just requires some legwork. And we've got folks at USDA that are working on it. The thing that makes all of these issues challenging is that there's a huge divide at the regulatory level. There's lots of people out there that go, wait a minute, we should be using practical common sense. People should be able to label their product freely. They should be able to prepare it in their home kitchens the same way that a B&B can sell to guests staying overnight. They should be able to sell at the farmer's market. They should be able to transport across state lines. They should be able to buy raw milk. Then there's this other side that wants to shut all of that down and believes that the safest policy is to centralize the system so that, in essence, all the state's lettuce gets washed in the same sink, that we have very large industrial systems, fewer number of players, fewer parties to regulate, but very, very large scale.
Oh, good heavens.
And so that's the divide. And it's really about 50-50. And so we really want the folks that want to bring back the practical home-scale, local-size systems to win out. And so that's what we're trying to do, is get those people's voice heard at the regulatory level.
And who is that?
People like Brad Banner is a perfect example.
So Brad.
And that's the Director of Environmental Health in Butte County,
who's
co-hosting this event with us. California Department of Food and Ag currently has a whole lineup of working groups that are trying to create legislation to allow some sort of tiered-based ruling. So small-scale farms could make jam in their kitchen and sell it locally at a farmer's market. It would still have to go direct to the consumer, but they're trying to make allowances so that you wouldn't need a certified commercial kitchen.
Excellent.
Which right now, if you do any packaging at all, it has to go in a certified commercial kitchen. So anything beyond commodities, like a peach off a tree, anything that's value-added beyond that has to go through a certified commercial kitchen.
Yes.
So they're trying to change that because certified commercial kitchens are expensive and not really readily available to rent. So that's one of the things they're trying to do.
Okay, when we say, just let me interrupt you again here. So when you say they're trying to change that, you're saying just your one group, or you're talking about the Brad Banner guy, you're talking...
No, this is at the state level.
This is at the California
Department of Food and Ag.
This is
the people that actually have the say for the entire state.
Okay.
And that's
very exciting then. That would impact us up here.
It would affect everybody.
Yeah.
And they're doing the same thing on raw milk. They're trying to create viable legislation for raw milk herd shares to say, yes, we understand what a herd share is, this is how we're going to regulate it, and maybe we treat a 2-cow dairy different than a 30-cow dairy different than a 100-cow dairy.
Mm-hmm.
But they're trying to at least create some sort of precedence that says, yes, this is what we're willing to recognize, and yes, this is what we're going to implicitly allow. Up to this point, herd shares completely fall under a gray area. And while California is a legal raw milk state, to get a raw milk license costs about $1 million in infrastructure. So there are 2 licensed dairies in the state that sell raw milk that are legally allowed to have it at a retail store. All the other raw milk in the state is operating under some sort of gray area, under a herd share, to where the consumer becomes co-owner on the animals.
Yes.
And it's legal to consume your own milk that you own. So... By, in essence, incorporating the herd, it becomes a little bit of a gray area, and many herds have been cracked down on.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have Patty Chelseth there from my sister's farm down in El Dorado County, and she has been raided and shut down, and she'll be speaking on the panel. Another issue is slaughtering on farm. So there is a federal level, precedent set that you're allowed to harvest up to 20,000 chickens on your farm with family labor and sell them direct to the consumer. That's federal level, so California Department of Food and Ag honors that. Well, health departments in the past have not, and that's a county-by-county decision. And they've gone to the farmer's market and said, no, we are in charge of the farmer's market. This is our jurisdiction, and we don't think you're allowed to sell this product at the farmer's market. You have to sell it on the farm. And so it really limits some of these rural properties of how they're able to sell. California Department of Food and Ag has come in and said, yes, the federal level allows 20,000 birds. We're going to limit that to 1,000.
Hmm.
It's a big jump down. So we would like to see that 1,000 go back to 20,000. And we'd like to have some discussions on safety of how can we do this that everybody recognizes this is a safe method for producing chickens. It's very widespread. If you're buying pastured poultry, you're probably buying from somebody who's harvesting themselves. Again, there's like 2 plants in the state that'll do poultry butchering that are USDA approved. And so we're trying to say, hey, look, there's a precedence here. Everybody's kind of already doing it. Here's how it's safe. Let's create a set of rules that make sense for all of us. And really, that's what most of the regulators are looking for. They're looking for a box to check that says, hey, I recognize this, and it's either pass or fail.
What are you expecting Joel Salatin to do here? I mean, is it something you could have done without him, or is he just good to have in the room because he just exudes common sense?
He definitely exudes common sense. Joel is the godfather of alternative agriculture.
Okay.
While he's not doing things that others didn't do before him, his presence and the way that he brings light to these issues, it's sobering and entertaining at the same time. And so he's, in essence, our best lobbyist. He's testified in front of Congress on numerous occasions. He's been a huge advocate from the industry on a political policy level on making these things change from the bottom up. And that's the part that's key about this. In my naivety, I used to believe that one day we would get somebody at the federal level, whether it was the president or the head of the USDA, that could come in and really change all these things. And I realize the more I get involved in this and the deeper down the rabbit hole we go, there's too much control at those levels. But we have a tremendous opportunity to change the hearts and minds of these people that are fighting it at the grassroots level, these regulators that are actually going to choose are we going to shut this farm down, or are we going to let common sense prevail?
Right. Now, does it sound like you need the most change at the state level versus county or federal?
It's all of it.
It's everybody. Okay.
Obviously, we would love to change from federal down, but I think that's, at this point, my belief is that's a much harder fight and probably not one we're going to win. If we can go to the people that at the county or the state level literally have their finger on the trigger, they're the ones that are going to make the call, or they're the ones that have to enact what their big bosses at the federal level say, I think we have a real opportunity to create some change by having them meet the farmers and realize these are relationship issues. These are family farms. These are local consumers. These are health issues. I think we're going to make some real change.
Do you think that if some of this can be, I don't know, if the farmer can be released of some of this burden, we can get more young people into farming? I mean, when we go to the farmer's market, all of our favorite producers are like on the, you know, they're older.
The national age of ag producers is 65 years old, and on ranchers it's older. It's like 72 or 73. There's a tremendous burden to get new growers into the market. Real estate is expensive. That's a huge part of it. And there are tons of other roadblocks and burdens that once you were to acquire land to then be able to sell. So there are tremendous programs out there that help young growers partner with landowners. We can solve that problem. But once they get to the market, can they really penetrate and get into these options of being able to sell?
Yes.
What we do know is the demand is out there. Every grower in the market, in all the farmers markets, they're all saying, we're selling out everything that we can grow. We know the demand is there. We just have to be able to create a smoother road to get new growth and bring, you know, more people into the production side.
That's phenomenal. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. And you're listening to Chris Kirsten of Chaff and Family Orchards right outside Oroville, and we'll be right back. Thanks, Chris.
Too tired or busy to cook at home or go out to eat? We can bring the restaurant to you. Hi, I'm Jeff from Entree Express. We've been delivering lunch and dinner from your favorite Reading restaurants for 17 years. We can deliver to your home, office, or hotel room. Enjoy your favorites from 25 restaurants by calling Entree Express at 224-9791. That's 224-9791. Or you can Google Entree Express of Reading to find our website.
Hi, folks. Chief Master Sergeant Bob Dunlap, United States Air Force, retired, and your Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. It was truly an honor and a privilege to serve our country for 26 years as a member of the United States Air Force. And now I'm proud to serve on another very important team working hard to erect a memorial to all Air Force veterans at the Northern California Veterans Cemetery in Igo. This one-of-a-kind memorial will be dedicated to all the fine men and women who have sacrificed so much to ensure America's superiority in the skies. To learn more about the Air Force Memorial and how you can personally support this project, please visit our webpage at www.usafmemorial.org. Thank you, and remember, aim high, Air Force.
WE Multimedia Theater Group cordially invites you to what will no doubt be the wedding event of this social season. Who are we kidding? The bride's a total and the bridesmaids would rather be anyone else than this hilarious adult comedy, Five Women Wearing the Same Dress. Five Women Wearing the Same Dress on stage at the Old City Hall Performance Center, March 30th through April 7th. Proceeds benefit the Shasta County Arts Council. Tickets available at the Enjoy Store or online at wemultimedia.com.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Welcome back. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Prettner, listening to our show today, Positively Healthy. And on the line we have Chris Kirsten from Chaff and Family Orchards. And welcome back, Chris.
Yes.
Hey,
yes,
yes. We're in our last little chunk here of the show, and we have about, 300 questions left. So, you know, that's just how it goes. And,
yep.
And so I want to, Mark has actually a couple questions here. He wanted to.
Yeah, two really quick questions. Maybe
okay.
One of them's quick. The other one may not be. Have you invited regulators from Shasta County? That would be the easy question. And then specifically, you talked about roadblocks that meat producers face. What roadblocks does your family-owned farm face specifically?
Okay.
Can you talk about those? So first Shasta County, and then the question about...
Yeah, we have invited regulators from Shasta County. We've invited the Director of Environmental Health there and their staff, as well as district attorneys from all North State counties and sheriffs. And then your representation from California Department of Food and Ag would have a tremendous, could have tremendous change in how food is regulated throughout the North State. So yes, definitely representation there.
Wow, thanks. That's great. We're excited.
In terms of issues that we have faced directly, some of it is just part of playing the game. And so, for example, a few years ago, we made a beef jerky product, and I doubt most folks know this. There is one office in Washington, D.C. that handles all of the labeling laws for all of the products in the U.S., and I'm told it's staffed with about six people, and everybody from General Mills to Chaffin Orchards all goes through the same office.
Oh, you're kidding.
I'm not.
That's insane.
And so there's all sorts of laws regarding the labeling. You have to have nutrition facts, which is also kind of a scam because you can use all these boilerplate nutrition facts. So even though ours was grass-fed beef and had all organic ingredients in it, you just go on the web and say, okay, here's the nutritional facts for beef jerky, and you just stamp them on there. It's not like they treat it any different. They commodify everything.
So in other words, okay, you've cleared up something has been something in my mind, a question. You don't have to take your product to some sort of lab and have it analyzed. You're just grabbing some stats off the web.
Nope. Yeah, most in fact don't, because it's extremely expensive to go to the lab. But are you really helping consumers if you don't? So kind of weird. We turned it in and said that we were using an organic wheat-free soy sauce, had the brand, everything there. They sign off on everything else except for the fact that we used the word organic with the soy sauce, even though it's a certified organic product. No reason why. They kicked it back and said, nope, this label's not legal. You can't do that. Another issue, about 2 years ago, on our website, it said we were farming to organic standards but not certified. I got a call from California Department of Food and Ag that said, listen, under the National Organic Policy Program, we have all the states own that word organic as a trademark, and you can't compare yourself to the O term, even if you say you're not certified, in any way, shape, or form without going through the proper procedures and actually being certified. So you can't say, I'm not organic. You can't say, I'm just like organic but different. You can't say, I'm beyond organic. No comparison with the word organic unless you're certified. So we said, you've got a few places on your website that clearly says you're farming to organic standards but not certified. You need to take those down. So I said, okay. So I spend the night, I take them down. I get a call the next day, same guy. He says, he said, you've missed two spots. I need you to take them down. You've got 12 hours. If they're not down, I'm going to come to the farmer's market, and every product that you sell, I'm going to charge you $12,000 per transaction for infringement on copyright or
You've
trademark.
Got to be kidding.
I'm absolutely not. This is from the state. This is California Department of Food and Ag. I said, can you tell me where the two spots are? I really want to comply. He says, no, find them yourself.
Wow.
These are the kind of hurdles we face every day, and we're not even in the milk war yet. You get into milk, that's where this cold war is very hot. And so even though we don't sell raw milk, we of course support it. I mean, we're Weston Price chapter leaders. We believe in the consumer's right to choose healthy food. So we support raw milk. That's where the war is hot. But even these little farms face all these other issues. At the county level, we were partnering with a farm in Nevada County, which is our next county over, and we were doing a CSA share with them. So they produced a vegetable share. And they said, hey, we'd like to carry your fruit as an add-on share. So people would get a weekly box of fruit each week in addition to their vegetable share. The fruit all came from us. The vegetables all came from them. We partnered together, and it was working great. County got wind of it and came in, shut us all down. Said, no, you are operating on a fruit shed license that you can sell products on this farm that are only produced on this farm. You can't sell somebody else's retail product, regardless of the fact that they're a farm with similar mindsets and your consumers are happy and nobody's complained. That's not an issue. So those are the kind of things that we want to face and kind of bring some common sense back in there. If we're not doing anyone any harm and it's between consensual adults, let's remove these roadblocks and let people eat the food they want to eat.
Oh, good heavens. I mean, I've gone from sitting up straight to just sort of slouched over here with depression.
I've got a list a mile long of stuff like that. But those are a handful that have been hurdles for us. And I could list hundreds of other farms that had similar issues. Internships are another one. You can't volunteer on a farm because it's a for-profit business. Even if the farm is happy and the intern is happy and the intern says, hey, this is educational, I'm doing this on my own free will, I haven't been exploited, the Labor Department will still fine you tremendous amounts of money because you're displacing somebody who would pay taxes.
Oh, like an illegal alien.
Well, it's usually not, but they're treating it as you're displacing a person that would normally go through the system and get minimum wage and pay taxes. And so I know a farm, he had 3 acres of tomatoes, and he was fined $120,000 for having 2 interns on his farm helping out with his CSA and restaurant business. And
both of them
went to his defense and said, no, we're really happy here. We would like to become farmers ourselves. This is like an apprenticeship program. And the state said, well, internships are clearly defined. Apprenticeships are clearly defined. Minimum wage is clearly defined. Housing is clearly defined. If we can't fit you into one of those boxes, you're going to get fined. And he didn't fit into any of those boxes. So he lost his interns, and he asked, well, I'm right in the middle of harvest. Can my mother come help? And the regulator said, try it, we'll see. So there's a combative, very tense air out there right now.
Oh, yes.
And we're all in that. And it's why some of this food is more expensive. Because really, from an ecological standpoint, it makes more sense. There's much fewer inputs. The food should not be more expensive.
No.
It should be much easier to produce. And so these are the kind of issues that make it more challenging, that make it more difficult. And that's what we're trying to create here.
If I absolutely
happy,
see it.
Let's allow it.
Yes, absolutely. And so,
Chris, we have to sort of segue back in our last 3 minutes here to the Salatin event, the public event. So could you very briefly say why you think Joel Salatin is so inspiring and how he got 700-odd people to show up a year ago on a cold Monday evening in Chico.
So there's not a character in the world that can rival Joel Salatin. He has a presence about him that is just jaw-dropping, inspiring. He just makes you want to make change in the world. He makes you want to break down these walls. He makes you want to collaborate. It's just an amazing individual. And like I say, his message is so sobering, but he's funny about it. And you go, God, this is ridiculous. And it makes you want to make change in a positive way. So, you know, there's a reason that he's been featured in so much media. So we've mentioned Omnivore's Dilemma. That was a New York Times bestseller. He was in Food, Inc. He's the main farmer that's hooting and hollering in Food, Inc. and talking about the beauty of dew on the grass and having the best office in the world. That's an Academy Award-nominated documentary. Fresh, the movie, also amazing film by Anna Sophia Jones. That one also features Will Allen and it's just Michael Pollan and amazing people. You know, there's something infectious about him. And so when he's up on stage, he's able to bridge the gap between consumers and farmers better than anyone else I know. He makes consumers understand while relating with farmers at the same time. So there's tremendous power in that. You can't find that everywhere. He's been a superstar to farmers for decades. He wrote You Can Farm, Salad Bar Beef, Pastured Poultry Profits. He started as kind of a how-to manual writer for alternative ecological farmers.
All right, I hate to cut you off, but give us the details again, where it is and how to get tickets very quickly.
Okay, so it's at Chico Neighborhood Church, April 16th. Tickets are $12. You're going to be help supporting this grassroots change at the regulator level. Get to see Joel. He'll sign your books. We'll have books for sale there. You can get tickets at Salatin, Salatin, Chico, C-H-I-C-O, .eventbrite.com. Eventbrite is E-V-E-N-T-B-R-I-T-E, spelled a little different there.
Okay.
You can also get tickets from us, 530-533-1676.
Oh, thanks for coming on the show today. We love your approach, and we'll see you at the event, and thanks for caring so much.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt, and you're listening to Positively Healthy. Thanks, Chris.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, the home of free